Good morning. I think most of you know that I'm a Girl Scout leader. With that comes a lot of responsibility towards the girls and towards the Girl Scout Council. You can't, being a Christian or a person of faith, that doesn't always come into play being a Girl Scout leader. The reason I say that is because I have girls that are Muslim, I have girls that are Chinese, I have girls that are Jewish, I have girls of all different faith. So my religion cannot come into play in that. Just as a religion standpoint, that doesn't mean that I give up my faith. It doesn't mean that I just put it to the side. I still keep my values. I still keep my character. I still keep all of that intact. I have a little Muslim girl in my troop who is just the sweetest little girl that you'd ever want to meet. I have a girl who is Chinese who is a Buddhist. Lovely little girl. But her beliefs are her beliefs, and I have to keep that in perspective. I have to honor that, and I have to honor the little Muslim girl and her beliefs. That doesn't come into play in my troop, in our meetings. What can keep in factor is my character, my morals, and how I treat everybody on a daily basis, because that rubs off on people. When I go up to a child, they see whether I'm a good person, if I'm a person of good character, if I treat somebody. Listen, kindness is always key. I put that on Facebook constantly ad nauseum. Kindness is key, and I don't care if you are a Buddhist, if you are a Muslim, if you are Jewish, it does not matter. It matters how you treat somebody. God is love. So that's what matters in all situations, is if you are kind. And it doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter any of that. It matters how you treat somebody. So my religion, my faith, doesn't come into play in this troop. It matters how I treat them. And hopefully, I am passing with an A grade, that I am treating these young ladies with the utmost respect, the utmost kindness, and I am being godlike in this troop. And that is rubbing off, and my faith is still coming forth in the way that I'm acting. So this is still, even though it's a all-inclusive group for everybody, everybody's all-inclusive, still my faith is still there intact. I'm just not boasting about it, and I'm not saying that I'm any certain religion. I'm not saying, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a, whatever. My actions are speaking for me. I think that's important, that your actions, whoever you are, speak for you. And so I can't exactly bring it out that, who I am or what I'm about, but my actions can speak for me. And I think that's very important. And so God is coming through me, hopefully, in my actions, and I hope that is speaking loudly on what I do every 2 weeks, because we meet every 2 weeks. And so these girls get along very well. They're all inclusive, and it's amazing how a group of such diverse young ladies can get along, and hopefully one day our whole entire world will be able to be like that. So let's join in the meal together.